Zionist State of Israel is considered by many misguided, naive, and clueless people to be the only democracy in the Middle East. In this episode, we look into the utter absurdity of this statement, uncovering the lie behind this statement, Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. How can Zionist Israel be the only democracy in the Middle East when the founders and major players of the Zionist state themselves hold anti-democratic views? Let's outline the statements of famous Zionist Israelis and see if they conform with the universal values of democracy. But don't take our word for it, take theirs. Let's start with the fact that Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories is the world's longest military occupation in modern times. Next, the Israeli parliament passed the basic law, Israel the nation state of the Jewish people. The law officially defines Israel as the national homeland of the Jewish people and asserts that the realization of the right to national self-determination in Israel is unique to the Jewish people. This basic law redefines the Zionist state of Israel and codifies the ethno-nationalism that has always dominated the Zionist socio-political landscape. Zionists have achieved what white nationalists in the US and Europe aspire to do, but never could. A state for only one people, defined in either racial or ethnic terms. Progressive Jewish groups have vehemently condemned Israel's new nation-state law, saying it endangers Israel's future as a democratic state. A group of 14 American Jewish organizations directed their deep concerns about the law, saying the bill would eliminate the defining characteristics of a modern democracy, protecting rights for all. This is tribalism at its worst, the New Israel Fund said in a statement. The statement continues, "It is a slap in the face to Arab Palestinian citizens of Israel. Legislation that identifies first and second class citizens has no place in a democracy. This law is a danger to Israel's future. A Christian state should be established in Lebanon, with its southern border on the Litani River. We will make an alliance with it. When we smash the Arab Legion's strength and bomb Amman, we will eliminate Transjordan too, and then Syria will fall. If Egypt still dares to fight on, we shall bomb Port Said, Alexandria, and Cairo. And in this fashion, we will end the war and settle our forefathers' account with Egypt, Assyria, and Aram." Henry Siegman. Israel has crossed the threshold from the only democracy in the Middle East to the only apartheid regime in the Western world. Yoram Bar-Porath. It is the duty of Israeli leaders to explain to public opinion clearly and courageously a certain number of facts that are forgotten with time. The first of these is that there is no Zionism, colonialization, or Jewish state without the eviction of the Arabs and the expropriation of their lands. Yoshif Weitz. The only solution is Eretz, Greater Israel, or at least Western Eretz Israel, all the land west of the Jordan River, without Arabs. There is no room for compromise on this point. We must not leave a single village, not a single tribe. Rafael Eitan. We declare openly that the Arabs have no right to settle on even 1 centimeter of Eretz, Greater Israel. Force is all they do or will ever understand. We shall use the ultimate force until the Palestinians come crawling to us on all fours. Dr. Israel Eldad. Israel is the Jews' land. It was never the Arabs' land. Even when virtually all of its inhabitants were Arab, Israel belongs to 4 million Russian Jews, despite the fact that they were not born here. It is the land of 9 million other Jews throughout the world, even if they have no present plans to live in it. Yoshif Weitz. It must be clear that there is no room for both peoples in this country. The Zionist enterprise, so far, has been fine and good in its own time and could do with land buying. But this will not bring about the state of Israel. That must come all at once, and there is no way besides transferring the Arabs from here to the neighboring countries to transfer them all. Benny Morris. Following the outbreak of 1936, no mainstream Zionist leader was able to conceive of future coexistence without a clear physical separation between the two peoples, achievable only by transfer and expulsion. Publicly, they all continued to speak of coexistence and to attribute the violence to a small minority of zealots and agitators. But this was merely a public pose. As Ben-Gurion summed up, with compulsory transfer, we would have a vast area for settlement. I support compulsory transfer. I don't see anything immoral in it. Maurice Samuel. We Jews, we are the destroyers and will remain the destroyers. Nothing you can do will meet our demands and needs. We will forever destroy because we want a world of our own. Simha Flapan. For the entire day of April 9, 1948, Irgun and Lehi soldiers carried out the slaughter in a cold and premeditated fashion. The attackers lined men, women and children up against the walls and shot them. The ruthlessness of the attack on Deir Yassin shocked Jewish and world opinion alike, drove fear and panic into the Arab population, and led to the flight of unarmed civilians from their homes all over the country. The following are some excerpts from the U.S. State Department's country reports on human rights practices dealing with the Zionist State of Israel from 1988 to 1991. 1988. Many avoidable deaths and injuries were caused because Israeli soldiers frequently used gunfire in situations that did not present mortal danger to troops. IDF troops used clubs to break limbs and beat Palestinians who were not directly involved in disturbances or resisting arrest. At least 13 Palestinians have been reported to have died from beatings. 1989. Human rights groups charged that plainclothes security personnel acted as death squads who killed Palestinian activists without warning, even after they had surrendered or after they had been subdued. 1991. The report added that the human rights groups had published detailed, credible reports of torture, abuse, and mistreatment of Palestinian detainees in prisons and detention centers. Richard Cohen. The greatest mistake Israel could make at the moment is to forget that Israel itself is a mistake. The idea of creating a nation of European Jews in an area of Arab Muslims and some Christians has produced a century of warfare and terrorism of the sort we are now seeing. Israel fights Hezbollah in the north and Hamas in the south, but its most formidable enemy is history itself. Now let's see some sections from the chapter of the current ruling party of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Likud party. The government of Israel flatly rejects the establishment of a Palestinian Arab state west of the Jordan River. The Palestinians can run their lives freely in the framework of self-rule, but not as an independent and sovereign state. Thus, for example, in matters of foreign affairs, security, immigration, and ecology, their activity shall be limited in accordance with imperative of Israel's existence, security, and national needs. Finally, one last shocking quote which should open the eyes of the world to the Zionist evil, Chaim Weizmann. We will establish ourselves in Palestine whether you like it or not. It is better for you to help us as to avoid our constructive powers being turned into a destructive power which will overthrow the world. Israel, which claims to be the only democracy in the Middle East, has decided to not declare official borders or to write a constitution, a situation which continues to this day. Truly, anyone who believes that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East does not know what democracy means. The Zionist State of Israel has no democratic values and does not take into consideration any democratic values that contradict with Zionist values. To the Zionists, as we have seen from their own words, democracy is not important, only Zionism is important. As Ariel Sharon once said, nobody tells us what to do, we tell others what to do. And you thought these were the only people involved with the Zionist entity who have anti-democratic beliefs? Think again, because in the next episode we bring even more statements of famous Zionists revealing their true nature, Israel, the only apartheid in the Middle East.